This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because, together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Ed Hansen's Muffler Service, where all your pipe dreams come true. They're a full-service exhaust system company. They do custom high-performance exhaust, catalytic converters, tips. They do on-road, off-road, drag, race, motorsports, circle track, whatever exhaust you need. Ed Hansen is the man. Ed Hansen's Muffler is here to help fulfill your car's high-performance needs. They have been servicing cars in San Diego and providing a resident and quality work at a competitive price since 1985. Ed Hansen's Mufflers have been California's most reputable muffler shop. Their shop specializes in a wide variety of exhaust services, and they have a crew with a reputation of talent. We're talking 20, 30 years experience. Honesty, determination, and customer satisfaction is their number one priority. They're rated A-plus at the BBB. Give them a call, 619-698-7030, and thank them for supporting SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, we got Ed Stoven in the house. How's it going, bud?
It's going great, Dave.
Excellent. We got Giovanni and Paul Thomas. They're with promoting the Hero Racing Baja Bash. It's going on right now, 6th through the 10th.
It's next Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday.
From 6 to 10 p.m.
Oh, October 12th from 6 to 10. Don't mind me. You couldn't have made the poster any larger, and I still screwed it up. So, Giovanni, you want to tell us a little bit about it up front, and then we'll throw it to Paul and see what he has to say?
Sure, yeah. We Hero Racing, Hero stands for helping everyone reach out. And basically, we have a team in Baja in the Unlimited Pro class. We're leading the points.
Are you? Congratulations.
Yep. One more race to go. And
motorcycles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the 11X. And we've been doing this since, 2012, Paul?
Yeah. I mean, that was our first race, the Baja 1000.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
And every race we do, we give back to an organization. And this time we're giving to the Girls Orphanage in Ensenada.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I know we had... In fact, there's a lot of that going on right now down in Baja. There's some events going on as we speak that are trying to, help out and, take care of some charities and some orphanages. And in fact, they were just down at Estero Beach giving, I know it's not motorcycles, but they're giving, I don't know how many kids rides and buggies and race. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've participated in that one, I think, 2 years ago.
Yeah, they were doing it yesterday, and I don't know about doing it today, but these kids just go gaga when you get to do that. And it gives them such a breath of fresh air, something they've never done in their lives or maybe never will ever be able to do, to get into either a buggy or a high-powered, car. And just, the drivers, they like nothing better than to scare the you-know-what out of them.
Yeah. The last time we were at the orphanage at the Baja 400, we gave them rides on our race bike, so they were
excited.
Yeah, at the orphanage.
That had to be exciting.
Yeah,
you put them on your dirt bike.
On the dirt bike,
that's a good time.
One got on, and she was a little scared. And then once she did it, all the other ones lined
up.
Well,
of course.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's all about competition. So, Paul, what do you do with the group?
I'm a veteran, so I started the team back in putting it together in 2011, and We were racing to give prosthetics to wounded veterans because I was a little upset that I found out that Wounded Warriors was giving a vast majority of their money to salaries and overhead.
What?
And I didn't want to do that, so I figured that I'd just reach out to Kent Pendleton as a medic, as a Navy corpsman. So I found the wounded veterans myself and started working with doctors and figured that at least, you know, if we did it that way, we knew that the veterans were getting the best prosthetics, not little peg legs from the VA.
Wow.
And so we've given out about 9 of those over the years, and then also a kid that needed one. But then, you know, we transitioned over to helping out a lot of orphanages. I mean, we've helped out hundreds of kids all through Baja over the last 12 years. And we always say that we take one step forward for our team and winning, and another step for those in greater need, especially to take care of the people that let us ride crazy throughout their country, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Baja, everybody here, at the beginning when I was doing stuff with Ivan Stewart, you know, he would always say, you know, that we're very fortunate to be down there and to do what we do. And so it's our way of giving back and showing sure. appreciation. And Gio's been with, you know, me, we've been together the whole time, and we're probably the longest running race team on bikes in Baja now for the last 12 years. Consistently, we've won, you know, 30, 40 races, the world championship in 2014. And so we're doing a good job racing, but I think we're the most proud of what we're doing to help people out.
That's fantastic. Now we'll have Sherry go sit inside and have her sit in the green room, and then we'll bring her in when we get done doing these guys. Goodness gracious, I haven't seen these two in 100 years, and they still look like they're in their teens. Man, that desert must be doing something good for them. And that's S&S Off-Road, folks. You got to check these guys out. So, how do people get a hold of you if they need help?
Well, definitely our especially with these new riders that we have, they're doing, Gio and I are kind of like the mentor old guys now. But
don't you hate that?
These guys are kicking ass with the social media. So it's, you know, some of our races, you know, we're getting over 1 million views.
Well, and that's what us old guys don't get.
No.
Right?
No.
And that's what you need to help get the word out, where in the back in the day, it was never like that. You know, because you know, would we have?
I mean,
we didn't have any of social media.
Yeah. So these kids, they rock it. But we stay on top of our Facebook page. We've had that since day one, and you can reach us directly through Instagram or Facebook. But we were just talking, you know, in the green room about it's not just limited to kids and veterans, but we're huge fans and family of the off-road community. So we like to do fundraisers. We have a huge following, so we like to bring everybody together. Like mm-hmm. this event right here is basically taking Baja and Ocotillo Wells and putting them at BNS for a night, and we've got a band. We've got the Legends and Heroes, you know, motocross. Frank's coming down here.
Oh, is Frank coming? Cool.
Yeah, we have Charger Steve's, you know, getting a bunch of
cars.
Well, you know, we're trying to find some classic off-road vehicles. We probably have about 20 vendors. We have live music that's going to be there. That's fantastic, and it's.
Well, do you know that BNS, you may not know this because you may not be a drinker, but not only do they have the best beer, but they make their own vodka.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I regress. Okay, you and I are on the same page. They've got, and it's such a great group of people down there. And what do? They play cornhole?
No, they do a lot of stuff. And actually, the way that happened is because I own a place called Julian Hard Cider up in Julian.
Oh, do you?
So I make booze, and so we did.
Well, you got to invite me up.
Well, you know, you know when the event's happening, start off there. So, we did a collaboration with them. So what we did was we made some of our best cider, then we aged it in BNS whiskey barrels. So we're doing a special. Ooh. So it started off as a special release with them party, and we said, "Well, you know what? Let's make this even bigger and help some people out while we can." And it's fantastic. We've got Dean, who's the band Natural Selection. They're fantastic, and they're going to be playing a lot of rock and roll and dance because BNS has a big stage, and we got food out there. So it's really start off small. And well, small meaning like a couple hundred, but I think, you know, we're expecting now like six 700 people coming.
Oh my gosh!
Well, because you know it's right there in Santee, right? So it's
right there by the drive-in.
Yeah, they don't even have to Uber around there. Not they even would anyway, because right. You know in Santee they like off-road and lakeside and they like beer. So
wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
How are you doing as far as finding off-road vehicles? Because that's tough.
Well, the good news is that's our gig, right? So we have. You know, for example, Roger Norman and Elise from SCORE, they'll be there. So we've reached out in Baja Bound too, which is you know Jeff over at Baja Bound. We have a really good network of people that are around there. But you know what, you are right because it's a tough time of year because the biggest race of the year is in a few weeks, which is the 1,000.
And you're asking them to pull all their
they're prepping their trucks.
Oh, yeah.
They're prepping everything for the race. So it's like, it's right in that.
And you want to interrupt our prep to come down and drink beer? Oh, okay. I can do that.
Well, but you know what the thing is? Some of those guys have so much damn money that they're pre-runners.
Yeah.
Our old trophy trucks that they probably have like five of them sitting in the garage. So.
With over $100,000 a piece in each and every one of them.
But this is what I'm going to say is really important for your listeners is that this is a free event.
Wow.
And not only is it a free event, it's free for vendors that want to come down and they want to set up, that want to promote what they're doing. So we're telling, you know, bike clubs, UTV teams, truck teams, whatever. Yeah, I left a message for Marty over at Chicken Bones in, you know, District 38 and come down and put a booth down there because, you know, it's a rising tide, you know, raises all boats, right? So, and we're, you know, this is our life. You know, we love off-road. We love Baja.
All right, well, we got to take a break, and you're just driving me crazy, so I'm probably going to cancel my October 12th on KUSI and bring you guys down because that's at 7:45 in the morning. Promote this event so people will show up between 6 and 10 at BNS. What do you think?
Well, you're very smart.
Can you find some stuff to bring down that'll get people excited?
You have no idea.
I had a feeling. Let's take a break. S-T-O-R-C, Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment is brought to you by Asmar Auto Care, 8621 Troy Street in Spring Valley. Service at asmarautocare.com, Napa ASC certified, AAA approved, 619-589-1188. And the reason I bring it up is they are about the only people I know in San Diego County that steam cleans. So if you got a buggy that needs to be cleaned or an off-road vehicle or a trailer and you want it done right and not have to tow the vehicle out, Asmar can take care of that for you. Just remember the name, Asmar Auto Care. Go to service at asmarautocare.com. And when you get there, tell them you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. We got Giovanni, Ed Stoven, and Paul Thomas. Ed has also brought in SNS magazine, which we're going to have them come on as well. Haven't seen those two in a long time. They're looking at their hardcover book. Oh, my God, there's a mistake. Oh, my God, there's a mistake. Oh, my God, there's a mistake.
It's hard to be a perfectionist.
Don't mark my book. You brought me the book, and now you're marking on it. But that's beside the point. We've got an amazing event. I don't care if you're an off-roader or not. And if you're just looking for a fun time, had by all, Heroes Racing Baja Bash, Saturday, October 12th, 6 to 10 in the evening, live music, amazing food, off-road vendors, team riders, raffle prizes, and a special release, Julian Hard Cider, aged in BNS Whiskey Barrel. And now you say proceeds to benefit Casa Horgar Orphanage. Now, you said it was all free. So where are the proceeds? Where does that come in?
Because that's a good question. It's actually, it's for getting their, the the beverages and the food that are being provided.
Right.
We are going outside of costs between 6 and 10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
That money's going to be going to help the children out.
Okay. And anybody could donate anything they want. If they want to donate yes. $100, $200, or what have you. It's such an amazing cause. And yeah. The only downside is too bad we couldn't bring up 50, 60 kids.
Oh, yeah.
So that the folks that go to this event could see what they're helping.
Yeah, we...
If you go on our Instagram page, Hero Racing, you can see some videos of us bringing them food and clothes.
Isn't
and
that amazing when
that
they...
we just posted up a few days ago.
And don't the kids... I mean, you could just the look on their faces.
Oh, it's a great feeling.
It's why you do everything. It's why you do what you do.
Yeah. I was going to say that I tell people... that the most selfish, self-centered people in the world, if you want to do something that makes you feel better than anything else, is go and give back. And especially with these kids, when you're down in Mexico, and we help out, there's a lot of orphanages down there that get a lot of support. So Gio and I try to do a good job of finding ones that are kind of off the beaten path, mm-hmm. that have that are run really well, but they don't have a lot of resources. And so we were able to go, for example, Gio did this fantastic ride that was down there. We were able to go and to get money to buy them refrigeration and freezer system they didn't have, because if they get a lot of fresh food donated, where are they going to put it?
Yeah.
And so just little things like that. So it's...
Well, look, Giovanni's been on radio before. You did the right thing. Stick your finger in here.
Yeah, I just want to point out, as far as the funds and raising money, we are going to have a really big raffle.
Oh, you are.
A lot of our sponsors are going to donate Optima batteries and, you know, all different products from our sponsors. Restaurants are going to, you know, sponsor dinners and different things. So we'll have a whole raffle set up. You can buy raffle tickets. All those proceeds okay. are going to go to benefit the
So workers. I'm going to send you, and you're going to think, what? But I have found out from other people, when they auction off what I send you, there's people that have gotten $2,500 to $3,000. And that's the opportunity to come to KCBQ and have their own one-hour radio show for Great. Their business, whatever they want to do. I don't care. I host it. We do the show. It's totally free to them. And then I give them the show to put on their website and what have you. So I'll send you my little form. And you could burn off as many as you'd like. I don't care. I do 7 hours every Sunday, so I think I have room.
Right.
And you're more than happy to use that as a raffle prize.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, and it's somebody asked me about it. And I thought, who's going to want to do that? I mean, are you kidding me? And all of a sudden, they've got all this money for them. And every show that comes in is a phenomenal show, just like you guys. You know, I mean, you guys are – and it's all about giving back. It's all about giving back. Same thing with SDORC. You know, when they do their events, it's all about giving back. And theirs is a little different than yours. They're just trying to keep Sacramento off our you-know-what. And you guys are just trying to help out families. And when you say refrigeration, people have got to be sitting there going, refrigeration? Doesn't everybody have refrigeration?
Yeah, well, they
don't even have running water, for God's
well,
sakes.
That's really quick. That's another thing down there is because the the water isn't piped in, it's trucked in, and they're supposed to get about 500 gallons a week, and they usually get shorted about 400 gallons a week. And so it's rough, and so it puts everything to perspective. We have it pretty easy here, but I'll tell you, the off-road community, the Baja community, the desert community, I mean, I've been involved in a lot of different groups and people throughout my life, and it's probably one of the most supportive, generous communities that I've ever worked with. You know, they're always giving back.
And I think it's because they go down there. They see the plight. They see what these people are having to go through. They're seeing what these children are being subjected to, and nobody in Mexico is really reaching out to help them. And I use Ivan Stewart as a prime example. I think he's one of the longest running contributors to orphanages in Mexico. And because he ran Mexico. I mean, he ran the 1,000, the 500, you know, San Felipe, you name it. He's seen the need. Walker Evans, all of these guys, including the two-wheel guys. Too.
Well, Ivan and I still have a little beef because the very first time we went down there, we had to swing by Coronado and pick up some dentist chairs that were being donated. And so I put them in my truck, and we went across the border, and they charged us about $800 in importation. And so,
isn't that terrible?
So he didn't have any cash, and he didn't have his card, so I had to put it on my card. Of course, I gave him a bunch of, you know, bunch of crud for that, but we still laugh about it because, you know, that's just Baja.
And, why is that? That's just,
you know, it's the people down there are amazing, and I don't get involved, you know, with political discussions and things like that. But you know what? The people of Baja are incredible, and they do want to help the orphanages out, but they themselves are having a hard time getting by. Sure. So for us for be doing what we're doing, if we can afford to take our dirt bikes and trucks and jeeps down to Mexico, you know, bring some, you know, stop by Costco like Gio does and pick up, you know, some goods and just drop them off in an
orphanage. If nothing else, pick up what do you call the cards?
The little gift cards. Yeah.
Gift cards are awesome. I mean, you know, they may look through. I just found out when you come back from Baja, if your truck is dirty, you could be fined if you're bringing dust and dirt from Mexico. Did you know that?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I never heard.
I had a group on last Saturday or last Sunday, and it's another group that races in the Baja, and they have to physically go wash their vehicles so they can get across the border.
Those vehicles must have been really, really
dirty. Must have been really rough.
I've never, ever heard of something like
that. I know. I just thought you'd appreciate it. Hero Racing, how do people get a hold of you?
Best thing to do is just DM us on Instagram on hero_racing_Baja or our Hero Racing Facebook page.
All right, and because Ed's driving me crazy, he wants to know, what do you ride?
We ride a Honda 450X.
All right. What do you ride, Ed?
I've got a Husky 450, FC 450, FE 501, and a bunch of old dirt bikes.
And they're all in his house. So they're all in your front room, don't
you? Well, a couple.
Yeah. See, he can't BS me. You should hook up with them because you would have a time of your life.
You could have some good riding.
Are you retired again?
I am. I think so.
Again?
I am, yeah.
He retires, and then 2 weeks later, they call him back.
Your replacement left. Can you come back?
Yeah, see.
So, Dave, I didn't even tell you. I just rode my DR650 on the first 2,000 miles of the Transamerica Trail.
Oh, you were going to do that?
I rode across Oregon on dirt roads, across Idaho on dirt roads, down through Utah. I went across the salt flats for the first time. 6 miles of just this expansive flat place.
Salt.
Salt. All salt. I don't know how deep.
I don't know. It's not
It was rougher deep than I thought, Dave.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I thought it was glassy smooth.
No, it's degrading like terrible.
Like El Mirage?
Yeah.
No,
and the
suspension.
Government is supposed to be replenishing it, but that's nothing. Paul, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I just, if it's okay, can I just give a shout out to the people supporting the event? So
we got an hour.
Okay. So it won't take that long. But of course, BNS and Julian Harsider, Optima, the batteries, and Optima, they're a big sponsor for us, and we can't thank them enough. Baja Bound, incredible. Honda, FMF, Thrill Seekers. Let's see here. We have O'Neill, Maxima, Vase Motorsport, Dunlop, and Lifestyle Garage. And like I said, if you want to, you know, showcase what you're doing and you want to be a part of the cause, it doesn't cost you anything. Just reach out to us and you can take advantage of our large crowd and the biggest off-road party this coming weekend.
I'm going to be there, guaranteed. 6 to 10, I can make that happen. Guys, I can't thank you enough for coming in. One last word, Giovanni. Anything you want to?
We'll just see you guys all there Saturday.
And have fun.
Yeah.
Be ready, be Freddy.
Yep.
All right, Ed, we got your guests coming in.
We have Steve and Sherry Kukla coming in from S&S Off-Road Magazine.
All the way from the desert.
They came from Ocotillo Wells.
Gosh, I know. They just want to come where it was cooler. All right, folks, this is SCORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, I know you thought we gave up, but hey, we didn't really. We were just pushing out one group and bringing in another. This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by S&S Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORMAG.com. They have been around longer than I care to admit, and they have put 110% into the off-road community. Get online. Sign up, SSORMAG.com. It'll keep you up to date on what's going on in the desert. It'll have a classified area if you want to buy or sell product. They also have articles written by guys like Ed. Sherry loves to do contests, photos, pictures, all kinds of fun stuff. I was a little heartbroken that it's not in magazine form anymore, but... Yeah, I know she's digging it out, but yeah, but you got wrote all over it and fixed all kinds of injuries, right? Yeah.
This one cost the old one when they had them in the stores, they were free. Now you got to pay for this.
Well,
one.
Duh! Look at the quality of that.
It used to be what 30 pages?
Yeah, now 20, look what it is.
34
black and white. Now it's black and white.
Now
color.
This is a book.
But you still get a better bang for your buck when you go online because how many pages do you have online?
This month it's 108 online because there's 4 pages of video.
Right. But see, you can't do that with a magazine.
No.
But yeah, guys like me that are old, that used to go to 7-Eleven and buy all the Auto Traders and then take them into a corner someplace and go through all of them.
But, I love Cycle Trader.
Yeah, I did too. And then we brought the boss in. How you doing, bud?
Good. Good. Very good.
Are you still doing your training? Your motorcycle training, if there's that gone
by. Oh, the kids. Do you remember?
No.
Yeah, I remember. Because we helped to try to get a great big round piece of the cement.
Tunnel. We did get the tunnel.
We did get that.
See, you thought I forgot about you. I think about you guys all the time because you do such an amazing job. So you haven't been doing the training lately?
Oh, well, no. We did it for 15 years.
Yeah, I know.
We did 70 camps, over 300 kids, and then we moved on to something different.
Right. What's different?
Well, we were pursuing a racing career with our granddaughter for a couple of years until she chose a different path.
What is she doing
now?
Now
we're writing books. She's working toward training dogs. Something's changed in
ever
the
come
motorcycle
see my,
industry.
Ever come see my wife. Because my wife shows championship Rottweilers and Dachshunds.
Well, she wants to train service dogs.
That's even better.
So,
Dave, how many dogs at your house right now?
22
oh, dogs?
I didn't ask enough questions when I married
how
her.
How many puppies are over there?
Well, right now, we got one, two, three, five.
Five puppies?
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of dog mess.
That sounds like a lot of
fun.
Oh,
no. I have a prenup. I have a prenup. I don't pick up poop, and I don't pick up vomit. But I take care of them during the week. You know, happy wife, happy life, never been on vacation, never been to a hotel, we didn't even do anything on our honeymoon. But she loves those dogs to death. And those rascals like me more than they like her. I don't know, probably because I try not to. Well, if she ever needs any advice or she needs any help, don't hesitate to reach out.
Okay, thank you.
Usually when somebody goes racing and then leaves racing, it's because of a boy.
Well, she's still racing, but just strictly for fun.
Yeah. But so. Boys usually get
I understand
well,
there's
a boy
involved.
Too. Yeah. She got married.
Oh, she did get married? No, she's too young.
I know. I saw like, what? She wants to get married?
Wait a minute. I knew her when she was just a little
I remember that. How old am I?
Wow.
I remember crawling under the motorhome with her and my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dave, do you know how old their magazine?
Since 1980.
I have a 1984 issue with my picture in it. I'm very proud of. Back then, I was
it?
Super. I still have
That's
it. Yeah,
awesome.
And you had hair.
Oh, I had a lot. I had hair. I had muscles.
You had everything.
Calluses on my hands from riding so much.
So,
but
so,
that when did your magazine first get published?
82. Yeah, September 82. Of 82.
Wow. Now, what made you think you want to make a magazine?
Steve had a short course car, and they were doing some short course races at South Bay Speedway, and they weren't getting enough cars to participate. So we were just trying to help think of a way to promote that, and we were going to do a flyer, and then it turned into a newsletter, and that turned into a magazine. So
wow, nice.
Yeah, and the stranger things happen. So tell us a little bit about S&S. the magazine or the online. Tell us a little bit about Off-Road, the magazine. What would people, and I highly recommend it to anybody and everybody that's going to start riding or driving off-road, how important it is to be involved in your publication.
Well, we like to feature just the regular people. We don't just focus on the winners or the pros. Just anybody can be in the magazine. And I had somebody just take a reader survey, and one of the things they put in there is, I never thought I would ever be in a magazine, and I've been in your magazine. And the other thing that's important about it, too, is like we run the news from the San Diego Off-Road Coalition, and we try to keep the readers abreast of what's going on legally, because all of the behind-the-scenes stuff where they're trying to close down our sport. So our main focus is on the fun and featuring the racers and just interesting articles that might appeal to people that are in it for the recreation, not necessarily just for racing. But then we do have probably 10 to 20% that's focusing on the legal.
Subscriptions. How hard is it to get a subscription?
You can get a subscription to the print, which is now, we changed over in 2020. We stopped from the free newsprint copies, and we were just going to go to all digital, which that's a free subscription to get it in your inbox every month. And then we had some readers asking, well, is there a way to get the printed copy of the digital? And at the time, we were publishing a mystery series on Amazon, and we realized we could put the digital issue on Amazon. So it's a little spendy, but it's well worth it, because it's not really just a magazine, it's a paperback book.
So what kind of money are we talking?
We're talking $115 for a 6-month subscription to the print.
That's nothing.
It isn't now.
It's $165 to get Auto Week or Automotive News, you know. So no, you're
okay.
Yeah, and there's no color.
Oh, really?
None.
Okay, yeah. So there's color, and chances are they're going to see somebody in it they know. They might see themselves in it if they've sent a
picture. How do they subscribe? How do they go about it?
They can go onto our website, SSORMAG.com, and click the subscribe button.
Okay.
And that's how they can do
it. And then you can download your credit card, and it'll one time.
Yes, they'll do all of that. Right. And and if they didn't get that website, they can also text me, 760-336-1512, and I can answer any questions that way too.
And I'm glad you guys pulled the trigger on the magazine, because I'm old, but I like holding a magazine in my hand.
So do I, Dave. I have one right here. I'm very appreciative.
You know,
and I'm kind of flipping through it.
You know that's my book.
No, I'm sorry, Dave. No.
I gave it to both of you at possession separate times.
Thanks a lot.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Okay.
You know my favorite one they run is the stuck. People send in a picture of when they're stuck, vehicle stuck. Mm-hmm. And boy, some people are in some predicaments. They every month there's a different special
reader feature.
Mm-hmm. A different reader feature. That's
Have you ever heard of Mark Maynard from the Union Tribune, the wheel section?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've got a picture of his Suburban
stuck
on its side.
Oh.
And his story was, the road just went away. And if you look at the tire tracks, it didn't go away. He drove off the lot. He just totally drove off the lot.
That's funny. We might need that picture.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's in December, so our deadline is usually the first week or two of November.
Let me see if I can find that photo for you. It's awesome.
Another one we started just this year, and it shocked me how popular it was, Baja Bugs. I didn't know there were still so many out there, because whenever we put out the call for photos, we don't get that many Baja Bugs. But once we put out the call for Baja Bug photos, we just had tons and tons of them come in. And there's clubs. And so we found a whole new group of readers.
Yeah. We had an event in Alpine. It was just a Oktoberfest thing. And this guy calls me up. He says, can I bring my Baja Bug? I go, all right. It's got a V6 Acura motor or V6 Lexus motor in it.
Wow.
V6 Lexus motor. He says, yeah, it's on a tad on the quick side. So all of a sudden, all of these, and Audrey, she's got a Toad, a Meyer Manx Toad. But all of a sudden, these things are coming out of the woodwork. They're not hard to restore. And they are so much fun in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's amazing.
I think we had 36 pages of photos of Baja bugs.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of which, you also have a classified section.
We got rid of the classified section.
Oh, did you?
Just because, you know, now there's so many places to sell your things online.
Right, okay.
That people want to read the classifieds, but nobody wanted to send them in.
Gotcha.
So that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's like that auto trader like I was mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't buying anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to read it.
Right.
So, yeah. So Dave, this magazine has the best coming events section of anywhere.
That was my
if you
guess.
Live in this area, if you're in the greater San Diego area and you want to go do an event, you want to watch a race, you want to be in a poker run, you want to ride a motorcycle, all kind of interesting coming events, it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. The best place to find what you're going to do this coming weekend.
And I think you're probably the best of anybody that does it. I don't know of any other online services that give the consumer more information than your magazine online.
Thank you. I hope so. The nice thing, too, about when you look at the digital edition and you're in the coming events section is there's live links to every one of the events and promotions. So say you see something on there and you want to know more information about it, you can just click on the link and it'll take you right to the website.
Yeah, which you can't do that anywhere else. I mean,
we actually,
not with the print version.
When we converted to digital and we knew we were going to have a wider audience because we actually have people around the world looking at it now that it's online, we pulled out the coming events for a couple of reasons, to have more room for pictures and because it takes so long to compile it. But we got people asking for it back. So we realized it was important.
So Steve does all the digital? Okay, I only wanted to do that for a laugh since Steve isn't talking.
That is funny.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more with S&S Off-Road Magazine and STORC Dirt Radio. Don't forget, you can join, you can subscribe, you can do it all. STORC needs your subscription to help fight the fight in Sacramento. Stay tuned. You're listening to us all on KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Wayne Miller's Mobile Tire is an auto repair shop and tire dealer serving Santee, California, and the rest of the county and the desert. These guys offer a variety of automotive repairs on tire services to keep your vehicle rolling. In everything we do, their team is committed to giving you the best service possible. They now do full automotive maintenance, oil changes, tune-ups, tire rotation, suspension, you name it, they do it. That's Wayne Miller Tire. Give them a call, make an appointment, 619-596-2800. And another big sponsor, Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside. They're down in Mexico as we speak at Estero Beach, helping out the local charities and the orphanages down there. But if you've got a Jeep, a Chevy, a Toyota, a Dodge, a Ford, and you want to make it your own personal vehicle, they have all the expertise. They test everything they sell. So you're not just getting something that's not going to meet your standards as well as theirs. They're family-owned and operated. They will take care of all your lifestyle needs. 619-499-5323. That's Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside on Winter Gardens Boulevard. You can't miss it. The sign is massive. All right, we're talking with Steve and Sherry from S&S Off-Road Magazine. This is probably the go-to online and now in print when it comes to the off-road industry, staying on top of all the new products. Do you guys do new product reviews by chance?
We don't do reviews of them, but if we get press releases about them, we'll run them. We favor people who advertise, but if someone isn't advertising yet and they send one, if we have room, we'll print it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking, you know, like the new this comes out or the new, because that's what I do. I mm-hmm. do new cars every oh. single week, and I used to do print. I don't do it now. I do video and radio, but I'm just thinking, you know, that'd be something that Like as if you don't have enough on your plate.
Wait, well, yeah. Dave, you know, last month I reviewed Electric Motion Observe Trials and Enduro Motorcycle, mm-hmm. both electric. Steve from C&D Cycle came out to McCain Valley, and we met, and I rode the bikes, and I wrote up an article.
Excuse me. Off-road electric that you have been poo-pooing, and how much have I beat on you like a dead horse, and all you've ever said was, no way, no way.
Well, they don't make them. Well, they came out with these, and Steve got them. I went out and rode,
and
I loved it. The Trials bike was really good. It was
up. I should smack you on the forehead.
We'll go outside and take it to the street, Dave. I have a Gas 300 TXT Pro, a good Trials bike, and I could ride the electric one better.
Yeah, I know.
I was really surprised how good it was. And you don't have a clutch. You don't have to balance keeping the motor going. It's always juggling when you ride Trials. You're keeping it going. You're working the clutch and the brakes and the throttle, and sometimes a shifter. And on that one, like, a whole facet of riding the bike was just something you don't have to pay attention to. You don't have to keep it running. You don't have the clutch. You're not like balancing the throttle. You just point it at your obstacle and away you go. So thank you, Sherry, for running that article. I'm hoping to do more in the future. Steve has another brand called Kove, mm-hmm. Kove. Mm-hmm. And they just got some street legal
ones. Are you
going
to add one to your motor pool?
I'm going to test ride one. I'm going to write up something about it, and we'll see where that goes. So you never know.
I always have to give. I have to give him real shit because I have been trying. Well, how long have I been trying to get you to look at some off road?
I went over to Rocket and looked at their Zeros, and they don't have an off road one. Their most off road one is still pretty street, but I'll go ride it. And next month we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So there's some other stuff to talk about. Hungry Valley, the state vehicular recreation area, was closed in June due to a wildfire going through there. They had a volunteer day recently, and they had way more volunteers than they had even expected.
Wow.
Corva pitched in and paid for the lunch for the people, mm-hmm. and they did a lot of work, and they've announced they're going to be opening part of the park on November 1st.
Wow.
So that's great news.
That's excellent.
I didn't go. I had to run a meeting for Friends of Ocotillo Wells. Mm-hmm. So you can't be everywhere on the same day. So legislation, we have some good news. There's two bills we've been tracking all year, SB 708 and SB 632. SB 708 allows racing motorcycles from 2022 further into the future to get a registration. It doesn't allow them to go on public land unless there's an actual race, but they can get a registration. So that got signed by the governor about 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
And about a week ago, SB 632 was signed. And this is a bill just from this year. And both of these are fixing bigger problems. And it's not fixing them. It's just a slight improvement over some bigger problems. So the 632, Red Rock State Park formed a new management plan last year, and they decided to not allow off-road vehicles through the park. Well, the problem is that Dove Springs, an OHV area north of there, and Jawbone Canyon to the south, another off-road vehicle area, you can't go from one to another now. So this bill will allow a dirt road, Sierra View Road, to have off-road vehicles travel across. So it's a little Band-Aid over something worse.
That's better than nothing.
I was planning to go dual sporting in San Bernardino National Forest, and now I can't because they had a big fire and the whole mountain is closed. Mm. I'm really bummed about that. Their order says it's closed till November 30th, and then it'll probably snow and they'll close it for snow. So I'm pretty sad about that. The Blue Ribbon Coalition is running a lawsuit now to disallow the president to use the Antiquities Act to designate national monuments. I'm very optimistic and hopeful that this will actually go somewhere, because right now there's two pending potential monument designations in Southern California, the Chuckwalla and the Quitsan. And I'm
keeping your fingers crossed.
I'm crossing my fingers. So past events, SDRC was at the Sand Sports Super Show. We had a booth there, and we were passing out flyers for the Lost Lizard Fun Run. We didn't go to Off-Road Expo, but Corva did, and I'm a Corva director, so I went up on Sunday and volunteered at the Corva booth. And Expo was not as big as it used to be. It used to be a huge event.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. It might be like a symptom that the economy is a little bit slower. I had something just powder coated at East County Powder Coating, and the lady said she's afraid of, the one who loaded my stuff for me said she's afraid of being laid off, that it slowed down there a lot. So that's the kind of clues you get, not from the news and the general, but like that gives you a clue. So the giant building and then another building. There's a lot of stuff outside.
And that was it? Just two buildings?
Two buildings at Expo.
Wow.
It used to be four, I think, or six.
A lot, and especially it was, in the beginning.
Yeah. I remember, like, it took a long time to walk through Expo, and now there wasn't that. There's a lot of stuff outside. It's still a big show, but it's not,
what it used to be. And that's why these people need to get involved to promote these shows in these off-road communities, whether it be through radio, TV, print, you know, or online with SNS. If the public doesn't know, then no one's going to go.
Yeah, and we help to promote, but it's an interesting.
It is what it is.
How do you?
I'm just hoping whatever happens after, you know, the first of the year, things will change. That's all I'm hoping for.
Mm-hmm. So there's a few events coming up. Rodeo Rigs at Snapdragon Stadium, October 19th.
What is that?
It's like overland and off-road stuff. It's going to be in the parking lot. It's not inside the stadium. Right. So we've been offered a booth. So SDRC is going to be there. Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame, Las Vegas, November 3rd. I want to go. I don't know if I will, because the next day I will be heading out to the desert to start setting up the Lost Lizard Fun Run. But the club Tierra del Sol is getting an award for being a long-running club, a 50-year club. Excellent. So they bought a whole table there, and I'd love to be part of that.
Right.
Corva is having an event at Slash X November 16th. That's just south of Barstow.
Okay.
The Desert Advisory Council is meeting December 6th. I will be traveling to Barstow also for that. But the big thing is the Lost Lizard Fun Run is happening November 9th. Online registration will be ending October 16th.
So get on the program that we've been listening to SDRC. We want to thank SNS for coming in. Can't thank you guys enough. I've been driving him crazy to get you to come in. So now you get to go to lunch. Steve will take you to lunch anywhere you want to go in San Diego County. Aww.
Thank you.
Get online. Subscribe to the online. Subscribe to the magazine. Ed's going to steal mine, but that's okay. He deserves it. Stay tuned for San Diego Automotive Museum Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.